Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. It's your boy DJ Gaffey, aka Mr. Grown and Sexy, Gaffey promoter and host of WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gaffey. Tonight, my guest is supposed to be just Mike the Poet, aka Mike Williams. He's a spoken word artist out of Chicago. Actually, a spiritual a spoken word artist out of Chicago. He's been nominated for 2 awards in the National Spoken Word Awards, which are going to be held in Chicago on in September. Didn't get a chance to touch with Mike. I guess he's going to chime in a few minutes. But in the meantime, man, I want to remind everybody that DJ Gaffey's Book Club, we taking a format change. In the past, our format was to allow authors and book promoters to promote any type of book from any genre in our Facebook group and on our Facebook pages. Recently, I decided to no longer allow the posting, the advertising of urban fiction and street lit books, simply because of the adult content, violence, drug use, and other content. Not that I don't like reading those books, it's just I'm trying to open up the book club to a wider audience and actually cut down on those type of books with those themes. We want to make DJ Gaffey's Book Club a family-friendly book club where people can go and find books that they can share with their family, friends, children, parents, and others. We also want to make it a home for our spiritual, religious, and faith-based books. We have a lot of authors out here who write Christian fiction and faith-based books and really don't have a large group to promote their books. So my hat's going off to all of the Christian fiction and religious and spiritual-based books that are out there. You find a new home with DJ Gaffey's Book Club. For all of the urban fiction, street-lit fiction, or romance novels, or all of these books with adult content, we have 2 other book clubs that we encourage you to start or continue promoting your books in. And those that book club is the Who's Who in African American Literature. We have a fan page, and we also have a Facebook page, a DJ Gaffey's Book Club WordPress website also is catering to urban fiction street lit books as well. So if you're doing urban fiction street lit books, and we still have a place for you to promote in the WBMG family, and that is on our Who's Who in African American Literature Facebook group. It's about 5,000 members in there, a lot of support, a lot of readers. We're going to pay special attention to that group now because now we're asking all of our urban lit, street lit authors and promoters to promote our books here. But as well, you know, we're looking for the religious, spiritual, a Christian fiction base to come to DJ Gaffey's Book Club. It's a Christian family-friendly book club, and we're going to be featuring books, films, as well as music, you know, with a Christian feel. In the meantime, man, still waiting for Just Mike, the poet. I think he had all the information to call in. I can't take the time to give him a call, but I'm going to, you know, do the show anyway. Also, I'm going to say congratulations to Sid Aki Stevens. She's a good friend of the show, as well as WB Media Group. She released a book called Own Your Stupidity. It's a book based on her life, the trials, tribulations, ups and downs that she went through growing up. Very, very traumatic life story that she decided to share. And I was amazed about the book, read the book a few months ago. But little did I know is that that book was actually turned into a short film. And I was invited to a private screening for Own Your Stupidity in Brooklyn a few weeks ago. At that time, I had the pleasure of meeting Sid Aki Stevens, her family, the cast and crew that were all part of the film. I want to say that I was amazed, actually. I've read books that were turned into films before, sometimes full-length feature films, sometimes short films. This particular film had a level of realism that you don't see in a lot of projects. She actually told her life story very vividly and very realistically. She basically stuck to the script of her life. And, you know, a lot of times you don't see that. People will take creative, I don't know the word I'm trying to use, but creative license to add parts of a story or to change parts of a story to make it more interesting. She didn't do that with this particular film. She told it like it happened, and she actually even had her family members part of the cast, which is amazing. Her daughter was in the movie, you know, her aunt was in the movie, and other family friends were actually part of the cast and crew for the movie, Only a Stupidity. It's a short film that's been made specifically to garner support and funding for a full-length feature film that she plans on doing in the future. So big shout-out to Sid Ike Stevens, man. I did a great little interview with her. You can find that on my YouTube channel as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just follow DJ Gatsby. We also interviewed some of the cast and crew to actually give them an opportunity to tell my followers, my fans and viewers, exactly what they felt about the film. I also had the opportunity to meet the producers of the movie, the producers and the directors and screenwriters for the film, two twin sisters, and the name of that company is We Connect LLC. Very interesting young ladies. I met with them briefly and talked with them for a little while. They told me a little bit about how they participated in the project and what their plans are for the future. Very talented young ladies. I think they have a very, very bright future in the film industry. So kudos to them as well. We're still waiting on Just Mike, the poet. I'm going to try to hit him up, man, on Messenger to kind of find out what's going on with him. I understand things happen and you know, things come up. But we were very excited about bringing him on the show and talking about his latest book as well as his CD, Save Our Children, Save Our Streets. So I'm going to take one more effort to contact Mike and see if he's going to be able to join us tonight. In the meantime, I want to say a big shout-out to my family and friends out there in Nyack. In Rockland County, they're having a Night Memorial Weekend this weekend where there's a three-day event that's going to start tonight, carry on Saturday, and end on Sunday. Big shout-out to Dana Dane and everybody else that's part of that project. My man Rod Razor is headlining the entire weekend. I think he's going to be doing three or four, maybe even five shows over there. I think they start up tonight at Time Hotel in Nyack with the after party going to be at the Carmen Lounge in Nyack. I think on Saturday they're having another phase of the event. I'm not really sure. So I don't give anybody incorrect information. But big shout out to everybody up there in Rockland, man. If you guys are hanging out, want to go somewhere this weekend, make sure you check out the Nyack Memorial Weekend events that are going to be happening. As for me, man, I've been chilling, man. You know, I've been chilling, taking my time. I'm really getting involved with this film business. I have a couple of projects that I'm looking to work on. I'm trying to come in as executive producer on a couple of film projects to see if I can help some authors have their books turned to film. You know, look for me and the WB Media Group with some big things going on. We're really trying to get this film project off the ground. You know, I am a TV producer and I have a TV show. Well, I had a TV show. Probably I said television show that aired for 3 years. in the DMV area, specifically the studio was located in Maryland, in Southern Maryland. The name of the show was The Talk Show with DJ Gatsby. I interviewed authors on my show, which was broadcast on Comcast Cable and Verizon, to about 50,000, 60,000 viewers a week. But we're in New York now, and we're looking for a studio to actually shoot the show. But in the meantime, we're doing live television interviews, and we're broadcasting the show on the Internet. So you can watch the TV show and the clips and the interviews on YouTube, as well as the DJ Gatsby show on Facebook and WBMG radio show as WB Media Group, page on Facebook. Again, tempted to get Mike Williams, a.k.a. Just Mike, to come on. He's not going to be calling, so we're going to cut the show short tonight. I don't usually do this. If I had somebody else to call in, I would. But we're going to cut this show short. We'll try to bring Just Mike on at another time. But I want you guys to support Mike Williams, Just Mike the Poet. He's been nominated for two Spoken Word Awards in the National Spoken Word Awards for 2018. I think he's in category number 16 as Best Spiritual Spoken Word Artist. He's also going to be in category number 22 as for the Best Spoken Word Album or CD. You can vote for him at a couple of locations. The main one is www.blackice.com. That's www.blackice.com. You go on that page, it's going to give you the opportunity to click on the National Spoken Word Awards, and then it's going to give you the opportunity to click on vote. So make sure you go to that website or go to my Facebook page, Jeff Gatsby Wilson. There's various articles on there, postings on there that encourage you to vote for Just Mike in those two categories and where to go and do it. Online voting ends August 1st. You can vote as many times as you want. Please do that. He's a very talented young brother. We've had his support the past few years. He's actually won, I believe, a couple of these Spoken Word Awards in the categories that he's been nominated. So, you know, a big shout out to all of you Christian fiction or spiritual spoken word artists and poets, man. We love you. God bless you guys, and we appreciate, you know, you spreading the word, the goodness of God, you know, in your artistic talents. Don't forget to vote Just Mike, National Spoken Word Awards, www.blackice, that's BLAQICE.com, categories number 16 and categories number 22, Best Spoken Word Artist and Best Spoken Word Album. Listen, I love to spend more time with you guys today, but without my guests, I'm going to have to cut this show short. Don't forget to follow Jeff Gatsby Wilson on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as DJ Gatsby X, as well as The Real DJ Gatsby. Now, on Twitter, you can follow me at DJ Gatsby X, The Book King, that's DABOOKKING. You can follow me as WB Media Group and as DJGBC for DJ Gatsby's Book Club. Also, follow me online at DJGatsby'sBookClub.wordpress.com. We have a WordPress blog that represents DJ Gatsby's Book Club, and we love your support. So, again, to all my DJ Gatsby Book Club followers on Facebook, in our Facebook group, our format has changed for the type of books that we're going to be featuring there. We're going from urban fiction, street lit books to Christian fiction and spiritual-based books. So check us out, check the books out, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy this weather. Trying to get in touch with DJ Gatsby or any information about what we do as far as the radio show, the TV show, the book, and artist promotion, you can get me at djgatsbyx@yahoo.com or call me at 914-483-9496. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for your support. We love you. God bless. Put God first in all that you do. Peace.